following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to
Wilson Wednesday.
That on from your phone?
From my phone.
From my watch. This is a strange new world.
It is a strange new world.
Wow. It's
but
a brave
your watch is also at the phone.
Yes. It is. You can talk right into
We're
it.
So mine would
future.
Do that too. I'd
yes.
turn on.
You would turn it off if you did right now.
Oh,
we don't want that.
Wow.
We're living in the future.
Yes, we are living in the future. But speaking of the future, let's talk about the past.
The future comes from the past. It
because
grows out of the past.
Straight from the past. This last weekend at Refuge, if you weren't with us, we had a blast from the past.
It was a blast.
And it was from the past.
It lasted a while.
It was good.
The last service lasted a while.
It was good.
Did it feel long?
No.
No,
oh, good.
Not to me.
And so if you don't know what we're talking about, we had some friends of the Welsh family.
Yeah.
In fact, many of the friends from the Welsh family come and share about times in Sky Valley. And one of the things that that impressed upon me was as they talked, I heard a lot of the DNA that we have here at Refuge as a church, the importance of family, the importance of how you handle people and talk with people and care about people and shepherd people. I heard it in the people who shared on the stage this last Sunday. And a lot of that was in your times of starting out in ministry.
Right. They were... You know, we're all formed in our ideas about whatever it is, sports, whatever, from your mentors and the people that you modeled yourself after. But I look back at my, you know, church journey, I guess you would say. Congregationally, I started in a little Baptist church where I got saved. I wasn't a Baptist, not that I'm apologizing for that. But I, as a Catholic, you never went to a Baptist church. You'd have to go to confession after that and confess that you had stepped across the line. But somebody invited me to a Baptist church. I served there in their Monday night meeting, which was a youth outreach, and got a real heart for evangelism there. It was also down at Calvary Costa Mesa, where I really came under the importance of the teaching of the word. And then an invitation came from Bruce Sonnenberg, who he and his wife Joni had taken over the children's ministry on Sunday night and at Calvary Costa Mesa, and ran it for, I think, a couple of years before... they felt a call to pastor somewhere and landed out in the Desert Hot Springs area, a country community called Sky Valley, but it was still just desert, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yes.
It
was Bethany
nowhere.
Was out there.
This is my daughter, Bethany, if you didn't know that.
Yes.
And we usually were supposed to sit in church like this. Your hands were supposed to be full. No. But I was asked to come out. I wasn't married at that time, and Bruce asked if I would come out and help out at the retreat center that was being built and a church that had just really been started there on campus at this desert retreat center. And we were out there I was out there for 18 and a half years, got married 6 months into that, and so 18 years
wow.
of the Welsh family were out there. But apart from maybe 3 years where we were involved in a church in Palm Springs, and then 7 years of a church plant in Desert Hot Springs. But what I really learned, and it wasn't so much taking notes, it was just growing up in a community that wasn't a commune, but we all lived on the same property, and we all had our own autonomy in our families, but really learned how church as a family worked, and that's what we were talking about this last weekend.
Yeah.
And it came out of your message from the week before, where you focused for a part of that message on the calling of those first four disciples, Bobby,
Steve, Gregory.
Gregory, but we called him Greg.
Yeah.
Matthew was later.
No. Peter, Andrew. James and John.
And Johnny.
Yeah.
Those sons of thunder.
Jimmy
yeah.
And, Johnny.
Sure.
And what I wanted to do was talk about how what Jesus invited those four men into wasn't what anybody would have called a rigid organization.
Yeah.
He wasn't calling them to a corporation or to start a company or a business. The business that Jesus was about was his Father's business, which was seeking and saving the lost. And so, but he was calling them to be a family, and we would address each other and in all the letters, and Jesus even saying, you know, you're my family in so many words to his disciples. But we would come to call each other brother and sister, not colleague. And there's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with the term colleague, but that we we realize who we are as members of the family of God. God is our Father. There's one true Father. And then we're brothers and sisters in that. And how church as a family worked for us.
And I think the thing that stood out to me is that it was not a classroom sit down. These are the principles of ministry. It was a lot of, it seemed like as we listened to you guys up on stage, it seemed like it was a lot of trial and error and stretching and learning and wrestling maybe even with like, well, how do we handle this situation and having different opinions. And so it was like in a lot of ways, college, you know, if you sit in a classroom and a teacher tell you, here are the important things about ministry, but this was more like, you know, learning by doing. Which is huge. And I think that's what Jesus did. I mean, obviously Jesus taught them, probably pointed back to scripture and said, this is, let me talk to you about what this means and those sorts of things. But it was a lot of like, well, what do we do when we come across a demon-possessed man? And we have our own opinions about what we should do, but Jesus telling them and then living with them and answering questions at night around the campfire. And,
And it seemed to be one of the, and we talked about this on the weekend with Bruce and Joni Sonnenberg, Ray and Laverne Johnson, and Tripp Kimball, whose wife Susan couldn't be there because she was back home in Florida. But we talked about how we never forgot what our commission was. You know, when a church as a family is working right, we still have the family business, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So we always knew out there that missions was at the heart of what we were doing, the commandment to share Jesus with everybody, but it was done within the context of the great commandment, which was to love one another. Mm-hmm. And as Jesus is training his disciples, and that's why I kind of wanted to put a kind of a pause in the verse-by-verse part of the study, that Jesus was inviting these disciples into this journey for 3.5 years before he would leave and say, now you take over, but I'll be with you, the Spirit will be with you, the Father will be in you. But he said, this is what you're called to do. And he emphasized nothing as much as he emphasized love. Yeah. Love one another. And he said, by the way, when you go into the world to preach the gospel, if you'll love one another, they'll be more likely to believe your message than if you just shovel truth at people. So
if you missed that, you can go on the Refuge YouTube channel and you can watch this last weekend. It's not up yet. It's getting edited. And so it'll be up there soon, but make sure you catch that. Cause it wasn't, as Bill said, a stop in our teaching of Mark. It was more like a deep dive into maybe some of the things that Jesus was teaching. But Bethany wasn't up there and she was in the desert.
She was there. Yeah.
For
a while. I remember
Lord
too. Let you talk. I remember when we were, cause we had bought a plot of land across from the retreat center. Cause we were a part of the church out there. And, I remember walking across the street, might have been when we were staying in the dorm while the mobile home was getting set up. But I remember walking you across the little desert area, and I said, Bethany, where are we going? And what'd you say?
I don't know.
We're going to church.
Oh.
I said, no, we're not. And she said, yes, we are. And I said, no, it's impossible to go to church.
Oh.
And I was trying to drill into a five-year-old's heart that the church is people, the church is not a building. But that was one of those lessons that we learned there, that church was a family.
Yeah.
The church was never, in Jesus' mind, a box on the corner. But what was
and
like,
it definitely was.
What
like
were your impressions of,
It was definitely like a family. And the cool thing is those people who were on stage all had kids that were our age. Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of growing up together and, you know, family for sure.
And a bunch of those kids were there on...
I
know, and they only came on Saturday night, but they all said to say hi to you. So
okay, hi. Hi, everybody.
Is there any memory that you have?
I remember when my mom, because, you know, my mom would do help in the kitchen, making the lunch and stuff like that, and I remember they had these tiny bread loaf pans,
right.
And so the kids would get to make these tiny little loaves of bread. I remember Christmas, we would have a little celebration. They would give us a little something. I remember vacation Bible school. They would always have that there because they had a big pool. probably learned to swim in that pool, actually.
I bet you did.
No lessons, just spending the summer in the pool.
You remember after church every Sunday?
Lunch. If it was your birthday, you got a ding-dong with a candle stuck in the top of the foil. Ding-dong. And it's just
family.
So
how old were you when you left that?
So we moved to Palm Springs, I think, my freshman year, so probably 14 years old.
14.
So first 14 years of life.
Yeah.
In the desert, little house in the desert.
That's it. It absolutely
That's
was.
That's what it was.
There was one day out there, Bethany had been a little rebellious about something.
Can't even imagine.
I don't remember what it was, but I was walking her out the side door of the hall there to administer either a talking to or a discipline, a spanking or something. Mm-hmm. You can tell the rest of the story.
And for some reason, I remember being in my PJs. We must have been doing like an evening movie night or something.
Oh, that could have been.
Because I remember being in my pajamas. The kids all must have been, and I knew I was in trouble. And so we walked out the side, and it's the desert at night, and we're walking, and a snake comes across our path.
Rattling. And that's how we knew it was there.
And I got out of my discipline for the evening.
Yes, you were saved by the snake.
I was saved by the snake.
The serpent.
I do remember that.
To this very day. Yeah.
Well, so much of what we talked about this weekend, and just a brief glimpse of here, mm-hmm. is the DNA that we have here at Refuge, and the foundation. You probably didn't know this, but the foundation, a lot of that, obviously, most of it, all of it, comes from Jesus, but also this time of Bill and Joy and the Welsh family in the desert, and learning some of those things that we see prevalent in our church today, thank the Lord, by His grace and His mercy. And so we thought it would be really important for you to see that, but also, again, to just tag on to what maybe was happening to those disciples as they're growing and learning, because they will eventually have to do ministry without the physical presence of Jesus. Jesus will always be with them. He promises that. But the physical presence of Jesus not being there to instruct and guide every step, He really had to build that DNA into those disciples. And so Bill, I think, has done that here with us as our staff, which, sometimes people will kind of echo what you said this weekend, which is, it just feels like a family. And I think I'm quick to say a lot of it comes from Bill and Joy and their DNA coming to us, but also like the guys that we put on staff and the ladies that we put on staff who we hire. This has to be part of who they are. They have to see church as a family. And so, just thankful for those years. Yeah.
And one of the last thing that I'll say is that I was thinking through the principles or the elements that made Sky Valley different for me. And maybe it's because it was so far out in the desert and we had the time after a service and room for kids to run around and didn't have to wait for somebody to empty a parking lot so somebody else could park.
Yeah.
But we lingered, and that was one of the big things. We lingered. And so I would encourage you, if you're watching this and you're not a part of Refuge, make sure that you take time to linger with people. Ministry doesn't happen in 60-second sound bites and where you pray a quick prayer over somebody and say, okay, pat them on the back and they're on their way. It's relationship, and the relationship happens when we linger with each other. And then those relationships turn into ministry teams and then go do something great for Jesus together.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Are you going to turn
it off? I'm afraid to do it.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door